It's Tuesday, and time to read from your comments. Chris Qualls heard our conversation with Colin McCann on Writers and Writing, where we asked you to tell us whether you write about what you know or about what you want to know. He sent us this email. For me, writing is blending what I know with what I want to learn. When I wrote my first novella, I used what I knew from being a father and husband and blended it with what I learned from researching the scientific and political aspects of the story. I'm currently writing stories that require me to research things I know nothing about firsthand, but I have met people who do some of the things I'm writing about, and it's a way to learn more about what's important to them in their walk of life. Writing is a journey, and I am often enriched by what I've learned along the way. And from Marcia Barton, we received this comment. I'm a freelance writer and former middle school writing teacher. One of my favorite quotes on writing, the one that was writ large in my classroom walls, is this by Donald T. Murray. A writer is an individual who uses language to discover meaning in experience and communicate it. Ben Weber joined us last week at the Aspen Ideas Festival, where we talked about steps that companies can take to create a happier office. Emily Kropp sent this email. Our office is a very happy place, I think in part because of the way that our desks are organized. We have a very long table, and we're seated based on work groups. We're within ear's reach of everyone on the team, but when we need to huddle up and talk, we can turn around and powwow without disturbing our coworkers. In this way, no one is isolated, work is more focused, and we all feel like part of a true work family. But Tom Jones in Cincinnati had a different experience with his office. He wrote, "Our company moved to a green, open office environment. I lost an office with two windows, privacy, and quiet. Now I sit in a cubicle that's around 3 feet high. You can see everybody's heads, there is no privacy, and it encourages people to spend a lot of time talking about things unrelated to work. It is very noisy and hard to concentrate. For those that kept an office, they were moved to the inside walls. Hourly and non-management employees sit by the windows, so from that standpoint, they came out ahead. Everyone else lost their privacy." If you have a correction or comments or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Monica Bushman, Priska Neely, Tinbeat Ermias, Laura Lee, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Ryan Arendel. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Nathan Bark, Neil Tivault, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. It's so easy to say. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm John Donvan in Washington.